as if the world might hold another. A few days after I turn 42, I spend an afternoon sifting through drawers of infant clothes, unworn, hangered, smoothed, the stained or torn sloughed off into aimless piles. Why not make room for the unfilled? Only I ever knew about the tiny capelet, the cloche, the quilted red leather boots. We approach middle age as undiscovered country, when really it's the same old alley, the bowling pin that wobbles like a drunk but won't go down. All stories end in flood or drought. Tartown, 1993. Ditching trigonometry, we'd measure back roads instead. Listen to treadle threshers squeal across the pond like bed springs coming to. School wasn't as much things you learned as how much you could resist, and we were bright, so bright. It doesn't exist now, Tartown. Its groves of hollow black gum drowned under a reservoir. The tar kiln's crumbled chalk dissolved, limestone lapped back to shell. Where the hot sap's gone off to, who can tell? The first of us to get pregnant said nothing, floated on her back like a pine cone, opening and closing, contracting in the damp. To drop seeds seemed pointless in a landscape throbbing with so much ninebark, moss, maidenhair fern. Along the water's surface, we took turns sweeping each other through the shaggy thatch of needles, like mothers swirling the bath. Don't misunderstand, there was no romance. We carried hard regrets, still do. By chance, we were there the day they brought cranes to scrape the basin. Instead of membrane, stripped wood planks were spread, caulked with their own warm pitch. We never talk about those visits, at the weddings, on calls that come less and less. The nursery walls hang, still painted neutral blue. Robin's egg, as if the world might hold another spring. I'd beg to be a nest again, one more time. But how to fasten a mangle of fresh grass to this dry bough?